Morning, everybody. It's the daily podcast from Life Church Lichfield. Steve here on April the 1st. I really do pray that you're all well and safe and healthy, and certainly the people that I'm speaking to day by day seem in reasonably good spirits at this stage in all that's going on around us. I'm just going to hand the microphone over again. She's been an absolute gem this week with the thoughts she's brought to us. Here's Vanessa Andrews.
Morning, it's Vanessa Andrews from Life Church Lichfield. Hope you're having a good start to the morning, and I hope by the end of this message it will be even better. I felt this morning that the Lord was wanting to say to you that you are loved, you are truly and deeply loved by him. And the scripture that he led me to was 1 John 3, verse 1. I'm reading that from the NIV version, and it reads, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him." And I think in these desperate times, you know, we all need to know that we are loved, particularly by our Heavenly Father. But there are so many people out there who do not know the Father's love. But we have an opportunity right now to extend that love in the things that we say and the things that we do. And this was further affirmed by a letter that Mark sent on to me today by a Father Juan Solana. And I just wanted to share and read a little bit of this letter out to you in the context of how we can reach others. And it reads, "Today I would like to appeal to your love in midst of all the hardship and difficulties that many are experiencing, and with the shock that COVID-19 has brought to the world, I would like for us to launch something much more contagious than this virus, a campaign of love, solidarity and compassion." I just love that whole idea, it's just amazing. "Yes," he says, "let us spread across the world these acts which have the power to transcend our current situation and which can help to rebuild our families, businesses and the church. In this time, our world needs many helping hands, but it needs many more burning hearts filled with the love of God and love for our neighbours. This current virus will not separate us from the love of God in Jesus. On the contrary, it will only deepen it further in our hearts to share with everyone we meet or encounter during these circumstances." And I think that just really sums it up, doesn't it, really? Just how we can relay the Father's heart and his love onto those around us. And also, I was prompted by Psalm 26, verse 3, which reads, "I will never lose sight of your love for me. Your faithfulness has steadied my steps." So, I would like to end today's thought of the day by saying a prayer around some of the words that we've heard today through the messages from God, and hope you will join me. Father, I will never lose sight of your love for me. Your faithfulness has steadied my steps. Help me to spread your love so it is contagious across the world, through our families, our neighbours and anyone we encounter. We ask this, Jesus, in your precious name. Today and always. Amen. I hope you go and be blessed today. I hope you will go knowing that you are truly and dearly loved by our Father. Bye.